Advantage by Aksanya Zenigrut. Her green eyes cast out a mile through the tinted glass wall in the arrival room. Our first son, Marvin, flying up from California. He sent pictures holding fat stringers of brook trout. I remember the summer I thought the whole world was mine to eat. I demanded she fuck me with horse spit on my cock. The same night, Marvin, weighing all of 113 pounds, shouted up the stairs, "I'll fucking kill you." Me in my prime, full of fine sauce and late lunches, ambling down the stairs one leg at a time. Lead belly of 100-mile pond, tall like every elk, every writ, mounted, downed, dressed. Old boys and handshakes hard won. Grain towers, whiskey nights outlasted. The quarry, the grange, long in the tooth, smooth tongue, and the light in a charming man's eyes. Bypasses, blue laws, water rights, the drink too busy. Afternoons, my suit, my roots sunk in the court typist panties. The taste of her candy drop lips. I came home smelling like fucking in my stupor. I thought of any other night, and down the steep stairs to piss. I would hold the banister and turn the corner, sit down on the toilet, a chisel in my temples, sour mash mouth dry, burning eyes closed, and swimming. From the bottom of the stairs, Marvin screams like a horse in lightning, "Leave this house or I'll kill you." Marvin, all sinew and virtue, knuckles like a maple knot, hard summers spent splitting stone. Penny nails pulled like busted pallets, knocked straight with a claw hammer. Penny a nail, penny a nail. He punched me in the bladder, then he punched me in the throat. He kicked me in the thigh. My legs gave out. He clutched my hair in his fist. He gave me a blackout thump for good measure. I could smell it. My scalp split on that same damn nail I hammered down 20 times. It kept coming loose, that warped floorboard I never should have tacked in when I built this house. It always squeaked at the base of the stairs when I snuck in at night. I beat the hell out of Marvin one last time later that summer. My heart almost gave out. I split my knuckles and bruised for 3 weeks. Now all these years later, my ring finger still clicks just lifting a fork. Lord bless that boy with a granite skull and cheekbones even my gnarled fists couldn't crack. That summer I left Rachel, my wife, mother of our 5 daughters and 3 sons. Now I live in this double wide. It smells like dust and microwave dinners. I prick myself and soak up a drop and I stick a little paper tab into the monitor. It beeps a number. My fucking blood sugar. I sit on the couch with a popsicle. This woman on the television is waxing her legs with Nair, White Lily, and Desert Rain. Now I tilt at windmills like a one-eyed bull. And I'll drift down river forever. And I wonder, was it bourbon? Or my own black soul that possessed me? Last reunion, 24th of July, I'm sick this late summer. I'm 76, driving my old lumber truck up this narrow road, blasting into the cliffs along the reservoir. My daughters and sons gather in the yard of that old blue house, and their daughters and sons from the city, gutting fish and running through sprinklers. I've got cake stuck in my throat, looking at Rachel's green eyes, and her curls that still fall like black grapes from her forehead. Smoking on her porch, she cuts a green stick for her daughter's daughter's daughter to hold, roasting a hot dog, a green stick over the coals. I think a little later on, a few more sunsets to reflect, I'll take a good long nip on the old bottle and point the barrel into my temple and pull the trigger.